Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book of theirs on the air. First today, a review of Mark Saltzman's True Notebooks from a listener in Muncie.
Even on our shrinking planet, we need only to look over our shoulder to gain entry into another culture. True Notebooks examines the struggles of people to find meaning and hope and to overcome the harsh lessons of poverty, inner-city violence, and incarceration. In this real-life memoir, author Mark Saltzman takes a break from wrestling with his own novel to teach writing at Central Juvenile Hall, a detention facility for violent teenage offenders in Los Angeles. His students are gang members incarcerated for drug offenses, assault, and murder. They live under the shadow of transfer to adult prisons to serve time until middle age. Under the guidance of Sister Janet, a nun advocating rehabilitation activities for inmates, and Mr. Sills, a veteran guard and compassionate voice of authority, Saltzman comes to know his students and to teach them the power of self-examination and self-expression. His writing class grows and changes as boys are paroled, disciplined, or sentenced to adult facilities. The teenagers have permission to write about anything. They emerge as compelling individuals, examining their mistakes, their families, gang culture, and their hopes for the future. True Notebooks reproduces many of their efforts in prose and poetry. Benny Wong writes about surviving his incarceration and making a new start outside. Jimmy Wu about the hearing that resulted in his 15-year sentence. Kevin Jackson about the joy of his high school graduation. Sal Frontuto about his missing father. And Duck Bui about apologizing to the boy he shot. Saltzman is astonished at the power of their writing. Saltzman finds himself both a teacher and the one taught. When he empathizes with their struggles by relating his own editor's just criticism of his novel in progress, his loyal class erupts in outrage. During a music day at the prison, his cello performance of Sanson's lyrical piece, The Swan, brought tears and calls to play the one about mothers again. I couldn't put this book down. Take a journey inside the lives of these teens and hear in their voices the full spectrum from unthinkable to ordinary, from darkness to hope. I'm Donna Brown for BookSpeak.
Next, another listener from Muncie.
The most recent in the Albert Sampson PI series, Eye Opener, opened my eyes to the consistently engaging writing of Michael Z. Lewin. Set around Indianapolis's Fountain Square area, Lewin's series happily combines his fondness for the city with intrigues that might have some truth to them. Albert Sampson is a slightly peevish PI. Down in the heel and down in the mouth, he is ironically clueless about the people in his personal life. It's a wonder he gets paid for being observant. He is, nevertheless, a purposeful sleuth after regaining his license, which had been revoked in a previous book. Hired to prove a serial killer's innocence and volunteered, not by himself, to find the culprits of church vandalism, Sampson is tricked more than once by family, friends, clients, and police. This merry chase leads to a treacherous end. The unlikely investigator proves to be both serious and savvy. He might bumble across his mother's senior citizen's neighborhood militia, but he saves more than one day solving a murder, protecting his family from a killer, and uncovering some dirty politics behind more than one problem. From this book, work your way backward through the series in a pleasant investigation of your own. When you've finished, try Lewin's other books. For more about this internationally published author, his Maltese Falcon Award, his grandchildren, and more details than you'll ever want to know, visit his website, www.michaelzlewin.com. I'm Harriet Hera for BookSpeak.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Just visit our website, bsu.edu/IPR, for all the details. We also have previous BookSpeak programs online now, as well as book review texts. If you'd like to submit a review, you can email Carol Trimmer here at the station. That's CTRIMMER@bsu.edu. Support for BookSpeak is provided in part by a grant from the Newcastle Henry County Community Foundation and the Delaware County Community Foundation. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak. I'm Brian Eckstein.